It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend at the newly remodeled Mountain Hardware and Sports Incline Village Store. On Saturday, May 23rd, starting at 11:30 a.m., Mountain Hardware and Sports is hosting their grand reopening and Customer Appreciation Day to celebrate the store's fresh new look and to thank the community for their continued support. Looking for grills, outdoor gear, patio furniture, and other Memorial Day weekend essentials? Well, shop at any Mountain Hardware and Sports location in Truckee or Incline Village to get what you need for the weekend. Spring fishing conditions across the Truckee River are shaping up nicely as runoff remains manageable, and the water clarity is staying surprisingly good. Flows are currently ranging from 352 CFS out of Tower City to around 1200 CFS near Farad, making the best wading conditions between Tower City and Boca. Water temperatures are holding in the mid-40s in the mornings and warming into the low 50s by the afternoon. And you might have already started to see some steady hatches of caddis, blue-winged olives, PMDs, and betas. Euro-nymphing and streamer fishing continue to be the top-producing techniques, especially during the overcast conditions. And if you're trying to find a better success rate, try focusing on natural upstream drifts and fishing in deeper pockets behind boulders and structures. Crayfish patterns and ant imitations have been standout producers this week alongside staples like pheasant tails, hare's ears, zebra midges, and caddis patterns. Most of the fish are currently being caught right here in town and down through the Little Truckee outflow, where the flows remain more manageable and the catch rates continue to improve. You can expect mostly rainbow trout with the occasional brown mixed in. The Little Truckee River is currently running high between Stampede and Boca. Flows are holding at around 589 CFS and water is spilling over portions of the banks, making wading conditions pretty difficult for anglers. Due to the elevated flows, the hatch activity has been fairly limited this week, and fishing overall has been slower compared to other local waters. And adding to the challenge, the fish are currently in their spawning period, so anglers are encouraged to consider other fisheries until the spawning activity wraps up over the next couple weeks. Those who do want to fish the Little Truckee, you should avoid stepping on reds and remain mindful of where they wade to protect the spawning fish. Indicator nymphing and streamer fishing have been the most productive tactics under these conditions. Effective flies include zebra midges, San Juan worms, glow bugs, sculpzillas, bird nests, and Pat's rubber legs. Although the fish are spread throughout because of the higher water flows, if you are patient and fishing carefully enough, you might still find some bite opportunities. A word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Firing up the grill for Memorial Day weekend? Before the burgers hit the flame, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all of your grilling must-haves, like sauces, spices, fuel, tools, and more. Looking to upgrade your setup? Well, check out their great selection of grills and let their knowledgeable team help you find the perfect one for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop for grills and accessories online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. The temps are warming and the lakes are still continuing to provide solid spring fishing. Donner Lake is sitting at full capacity, so shore fishermen targeting rainbow trout are finding success using Carolina rigs with power bait or worms, although lures like Castmasters, Rooster Tails, and Panther Martins remain the productive options. Water temperatures are hovering in the low 50s, so if you're trolling for Mackinac, go deep. You can find them in 100 to 120 feet of water using hookup baits paired with downriggers. And for the kokanee, you should focus on 20 to 30 feet of water and troll flashers or hoochies for the best action. Boca Reservoir is also at full capacity and fishing conditions remain good. Although with Memorial Day weekend coming up, you can expect increased boat traffic. Try to plan to fish early mornings or evenings for the best experience. And you can catch those kokanee using flashers paired with wedding rings. If you're targeting bass on the shore, try rubber worms rigged with jig heads. And for rainbow trout, try finding bites on rooster tails, power bait, and worms fished under a Carolina rig. Stampede Reservoir is full and the boat launch remains open. The water temperatures are averaging in the mid-50s, so the kokanee are aggressive in the 25 to 40 foot range while trolling pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers. Most kokanee are still relatively small, averaging 8 to 10 inches, but they are actively feeding. And for rainbow trout, anglers are trolling rapalas and reporting good success. Although shore fishing, you can find quality trout using spinners, worms, and power bait setups. Over at Prosser Creek Reservoir, the water temperatures are steadily climbing into the mid-50s, and the reservoir is at full capacity, so the trout action has been productive on the north end of the lake using power bait and small spoons. Bass fishing is also beginning to heat up, so focus on warmer pockets and weed edges using wacky rigged rubber worms or jig head worm presentations for the best bass action. and access continues to improve over at Jackson Meadows Reservoir, although some road conditions may still vary. Shore Fishing is reporting aggressive rainbow trout bites using spinners, power bait, and worms. And word on the street, the boat launch is expected to open this weekend, depending on staffing and weather conditions. If the boat launch opens, try trolling flashers and Rapalas to target some quality brown trout out on the water. The 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairsden to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That's your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at truckytalradio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.